corporal said it would keep them from drinking in public houses. Please, Reverend Upton.
A tea, you say?
He said a clergyman gave a tea in a schoolroom last year for the soldiers, and spoke with them afterwards.
Well, do you think these rough soldiers would want to come to a tea?
They'd surely enjoy some goodies and a bit of entertainment.
Slow down, son. Now tell me, when will they be arriving?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that's not much time.
Please, sir.
I think we could put something together.
I knew you would, Reverend Upton. I knew it.
I'll pay a visit to Colonel Graham and see if he might help.
The Colonel? Oh, yes, that's a fine idea. And after the tea, you could tell the soldiers how to enlist, like you did me.
You've become quite a soldier for the Lord already.
That's what the corporal said too. I'm going to try to enlist Nancy, but I haven't tried half hard enough. She said she would only be a sailor for Jesus, not a soldier. Can she do that?
Yes, I think she can. Sailors have to keep watch and learn their drills and take orders and fight under their captain, just like soldiers.
I'll make sure I tell her. And I'll let you get started on planning the tea.
Thank you. Or perhaps your grandmother could bake something for it.
I'll tell her you need her to make 20 blackberry pies.
Oh, ask her just for 2, Teddy. I don't want you to end up in the woodshed again. And I don't want to end up there either.
I'm Teddy.
Well, what have we here? Are you heading into the pub, little man?
Oh, no. I'm here to keep you out of the pub and invite you to our tea tonight.
We've heard your vicar came around an hour ago.
You're coming, aren't you?
I don't know. We'll see.
If you don't come, you'll miss out on my grandmother's blackberry pie, and that may be the biggest regret of your life.
Blackberry pie. It's been a long time since I had a slice of that.
You ought to come. Do any of you know a soldier named Bouncer?
Yeah, I do. Do you want me to get him for you?
Please.
Bouncer! This lad here wants to have a word with you.
Who is it?
Ask him yourself. All I know is his granny makes blackberry pie.
Are you Bouncer?
Aye, that's what they call me.
Will you come and join my mother and grandmother and me for lunch? Corporal Saxby said you might like to come.
Aye, that I will. If I ain't far off. My legs are still sore and they're not much good for more walking.
Oh, it isn't very far at all. It's this way.
Right.
Do you know there's going to be a splendid tea for you all in our schoolroom tonight? Have you heard?
Aye, there's little to be done in a place like this. And we're too tired to tramp into town, so I expect there'll be a tidy few.
The corporal came to tea at our house the other night. He's a friend of yours, isn't he?
He's the best friend I got. Aye, lad. There's few of his sort in the army. For each one that tries to help us up, there are 10 that try to drag us down.
I suppose the Queen's army isn't so nice to be in as the army I belong to.
I reckon I've heard tell of your captain then, for that fellow Saxby is always talking to me about him. But I can't come to religion, no how. I can't make head nor tail of it. So what's made you so interested in having a soldier like me over for lunch?
Oh, I'm the son of a soldier. One of the bravest you'd ever meet.
You don't say.
Indeed. And I might be a soldier someday myself. Right now I'm a soldier in the Lord's army, so I need to follow his commands.
Well, I can see why Corporal Saxby was fond of you. What does your father do now?
Oh, he died in battle. But he died with honour, going headfirst into the danger to protect our flag and a fellow comrade. And everyone said, everyone there, that John Platt... He was one of the most courageous soldiers they ever met.
Ooh.
I still carry his button, see? Off his coat. It's my most precious possession.
Oh, well, I can see.
But you're not even looking at it. Do you want to hear the whole story? I tell it very well. You can ask anyone.
No, I don't think so.
If you want to talk to Reverend Upton, the vicar, I can introduce you. He's a very kind man. And I'm sure he can talk you through your troubles.
I don't think anyone can talk that well. Yeah. Lad, thanks for the invitation to lunch, but it's getting to be longer than I expected. I should be getting back.
But we're almost there.
Well, you go on. Thanks for the invitation.
Please, Mr. Bouncer, will you come to the tea tonight?
I don't think so.
What did I do wrong?